something?
His life has likely been saved, but Nicholas Cruz showed no relief, no emotion, as he learned his fate. For the families of his 17 victims, their reaction made clear instantly what they thought of the jury's decision. For 3 months, the jurors heard graphic testimony about the crime Cruz admitted to. Autopsy photos, surveillance video showing him walking up to injured victims and shooting them dead. 17 killed, 17 injured. They even toured the school, which has remained untouched since that day. They saw the backpacks, the blood, and the bullet holes. And the jury said his crime met every standard needed to sentence him to death. But
we, the jury, unanimously find that the aggravating factors that were proven beyond a reasonable doubt outweigh the mitigating circumstances established. No.
At least one juror agreed with defense lawyers who had argued because Cruz had fetal alcohol syndrome, that was a mitigating factor that overrode the heinousness of his crimes.
And it wasn't even a doubt in my mind that this would be the death penalty. I'm beyond disgusted.
I never thought that I could be so ugly inside, but I wait and welcome the day that I get that call that tells me that that murderer was murdered in prison. And that's going to be a very happy day in my life.
No excuse for letting this piece of garbage breathe.
Factors. But experts say there is a reason it is hard to get a sentence of death.
But it's important to keep in mind that, you know, most states in the United States have either abolished the death penalty already or haven't used it in over a decade. The United States continues to be the only country in the Western Hemisphere to have the death penalty. The European nations have all abandoned it.
Cruz will officially be sentenced next month, and the families of each and every one of his victims will be able to tell the court about their suffering, about those they lost. After that, the judge could override the jury. It's unlikely. But for the families who wanted to see him die, one more chance to change the fate of the man who murdered these people. Patty Colhane, Al Jazeera.